USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the presidential election remains in question, one thing is clear. The polls were again completely wrong. Pollster Lee Carter, president of Maslansky and Partners, tells Fox News the undecided voter is hard to calculate.
What I would call the unexcited voter. The unexcited voter was somebody who was just not terribly enthused about their candidate, but they were doing it because of an issue that maybe was important to them, but they could still be peeled off. Donald Trump, I believe, was able to peel off some of those folks in the end because Joe Biden, we saw this in the polls all along, only 30% of people who are voting for Joe Biden were voting for him because of his policies and what he was going to do. Okay. Most people who are voting for Joe Biden were voting against Donald Trump.
The Trump campaign has filed lawsuits in three states claiming voter irregularities and last-minute rule changes. Thursday night football tonight, the Packers travel to the 49ers, 8:20 p.m. Eastern on Fox. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
No matter what happens in the presidential election, some members of the Republican Party are taking many positives from Election Day. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
With many people focusing exclusively on the race for the White House, some Republicans are saying that there's plenty of good news for their party down the ticket. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is one of those voices. He tells ABC News that there was none of the anticipated blue wave in Tuesday's election, but instead a lot of good news for the GOP.
We didn't have any wave. We had an undertow. That's what we had. We had an undertow. You're adding Republicans to the House of Representatives. The Republicans are keeping the Senate. We added a governorship last night in the Republican Party. And we flipped state houses at a time when redistricting is going to come. Those are all good things for the Republican Party moving forward. Whatever happens with the president, and while that would be a disappointment to Republican voters all across the country if it turns out to be that Vice President Biden's elected, there's a lot of good news for the Republican Party across the country.
USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
The NASCAR Cup Series returns to Phoenix Raceway for the 2020 season finale. Sunday, the Final Four will battle for the chance to be the 2020 NASCAR Cup Series champion. Driver Denny Hamlin talks confidence.
Yeah, I mean, we've achieved our goal for the year. Our goal is to get to the Final Four. After that, it's all about circumstances. You have to have a fast car and you have to have things fall your way if you want to be a champion. So, it's like I said, I agree with Kevin, it's a little different than it used to be. And so now it just comes down to one race. We've achieved our goal, 2 years in a row now making the Final Four. Hopefully we can finish this thing off. We obviously had a great Phoenix last year. Things were a lot different. You had a different aerodynamic package. But certainly I feel like when I go there that I'm going to roll off and hopefully have a race winner.
Driver Joey Logano is excited for his second championship race.
Yeah, of course we're excited. We're ready to go. This is a great opportunity. We were able to lock ourselves in a couple weeks ago and be able to breathe for a minute and get through these last couple of races. What a crazy race it was today for those guys trying to get their way in. So, glad we were able to keep some momentum up, get a good starting spot. I don't know where we're going to be for next week yet, but hopefully it's a good starting spot and we're able to fight our way and try to get our second championship.
Brad Keselowski and Chase Elliott are also in the Final Four championship. Tune in Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern on NBC. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.